Fans of Vivian Greene's debut album, A Love Story, may have believed the singer was older than she actually is. Her hit song, Emotional Roller Coaster, tells of the woes of a woman's quest for love despite constant disappointment. The CD was laced with the sounds of someone who had lived through the many experiences life has to offer. Yet this songstress is only in her mid-20s. On her second CD, simply titled Vivian Greene, the multi-talented songwriter wanted to demonstrate her more youthful side. And she says this direction was all her doing.
I have a lot of creative input. Well, actually, there's like a clause in my contract that basically says they can't tell me what to do and I can't tell them what to do. So we basically have to come to a compromise on everything, which is really good for me. And they really wanted me to write an album that was another honest album, just like the first one. It was me saying, look, I am not 40 years old. And people think that, and we have to, you know, we needed images that exuded, you know, the youth and, you know, the young, fun person that I am, and not so moody, because the photographs that I took and the video that I made was just as dark as the music. And that was another reason why people, you know, probably thought that I was older than what I am. So I wanted to make a point to change all of that.
All right, let's not make 40 sound like a death sentence, though.
Well, I know, but I'm 25.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, I'm not. I don't mean it in a bad way at all. I'm happy, so ready for the next phase in my life. These days are fulfilling, and I have peace of mind. But every time I get too high, you do your best to knock me down. I am not who I was back then.
You talk about it being in a different place, but a lot of the reviews mm-hmm. talk about that breaking up and starting over are the story of Vivian Greene's second album. And if you read the titles, Frustrated, Mad, Gotta Leave, one would think you're in the same place.
No, definitely not. It's two different people, two different relationships, two completely different experiences. And, you know I'm not the only one on this earth that gets with somebody and then breaks up with them. So that's the reality. That's what happens, you know. You're with one person, that doesn't work out. You go with another one, that might not work out. That's normal. And I think it's unfair to say that it's the same thing, because mm-hmm. it would be unfair to say that every relationship that everybody ever gets in is the same thing, because it's not. You know what I mean? Every
right.
person that you're with is different. So that makes the experience completely different. God, the first album was about a guy that it was like my first love. Like, I loved this guy, and you know, I thought he was my end all be all, you know. And the second relationship on the second album was, the breakup itself was a happy thing for me. It was a positive thing for me. It was something that I know I needed to do so I could really be happy like I am now. And in the first album, like, the breakup for me was very sad, you know, and there were tears
right.
and all that. And this one, it was like, look, I got to go. So it was two completely different, you know, like two completely different relationships. I gotta let it go.
Let me ask you this. For any man who may, you know, fancy coming and trying to start a relationship with you, should they fear that they're the subject of the next album? I mean, obviously everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. You know, I was thinking about getting like a T-shirt saying, you know, if you date me, I might write about it. Because, yes, definitely, definitely. And it's so funny, because my son's father, my son is Jordan. Let's say I have a 1-year-old, and a lot of this album, and it's not all about him either, let me just say that, but it's funny that he didn't notice from the first record that I wrote about my first love, and he knew mm-hmm. about that. So, you know, you would think that he would be smart enough not to do some of the things that, you know, he did. You know, I wrote about them. So, yeah, I think that anyone dating me should already know that. And if they don't, then they're just not too bright. You know, I really loved you, baby, but you had to ruin everything. Now I'm not gonna cry, I'm just saying, yeah, we could have been good together, damn.
I love this album. I think that I did a great job
You know, I wrote it. It's honest music. Once again, you know, it's all about me. I'm putting so much of my business out there. And I do that because I think that, you know, we all really go through a lot of the same things. So I have no shame about anything that I've done, you know, in my life, you know, in my past, you know, whether it's having a baby with somebody and then deciding that you shouldn't be with them, you know, mm-hmm. like just things like this that we say, oh, that was so stupid, you know, but I know I'm not alone. And so I don't have a problem kind of putting it out there. And I think that's what my fans love most about me. So I think that, you know, they'll appreciate, you know, the growth and it's still me. It's not so far from a love story that you think it's a completely different person, you know. So I think my fans will still be there for me, and hopefully I'll gain some more.
Singer Vivian Green, her latest CD is titled Vivian Green.
Remember wanting me so much, I used to tingle from your touch, and I'd wait for you to come home, be sitting right beside the phone, and there was nothing else but you, and who could separate us two? I'll never know when we got lost, but now I'm counting up the cost.
Thanks for joining us. That's our program for today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. If you'd like to comment, log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us, or give us a call at 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.